Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We want to welcome all of you this morning, and we're so glad that you're with us on this second Sunday of Easter. And as we continue to celebrate our risen Savior and all that He has done for us, and a little bit later on, we're going to be pondering and considering the question, how does rejoicing coexist with trials? And so let's begin our service and stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father.
Let's join together there in our bulletin for our call to worship. Alleluia! Christ is risen.
Our hearts are glad and our souls rejoice.
Do not worry or fear, for Christ is alive.
In this place we find hope and joy.
Alleluia! Christ is risen. Well, let's join together there. You can turn in your hymn books to hymn number 270, In the Garden, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. We're going to be singing all three verses.
I come to the garden of
again.
And He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own, and the joy we share as we tarry there.
Well, let's join together there for our prayer, opening prayer in the bulletin. Life-giving God, we gather today to celebrate the resurrection of your Son. We are grateful for the new life he brings. We are grateful for the hope and joy he shares. Strengthen our faith that it may sustain us during difficult days and enable us to share your love with others. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And we're going to turn to our next hymn, hymn number 618. You can follow along there on the PowerPoint if you'd like. Pass it on. Invite our kids this morning, if they will make their way down this morning. Good morning. Oh, everybody's all looking sharp there this morning. Hey, I got two guys here, both of them are wearing their Hey Dude shoes this morning. I should have worn mine. I'm going to match with you guys this morning. How's everybody doing? Did you have a good Easter?
Yeah.
So did you go somewhere last week and eat at somebody's house?
Yeah.
You did?
I did.
Did you eat at your own house?
No.
Oh, you didn't eat at all. So we celebrated last Sunday, Easter Sunday, we celebrated Jesus rising from the dead and how God raised him up and now he's alive and well. And we just sang about it. And he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we carry him, none other has ever known. We're never alone. He's always with us, no matter what we're going through. And sometimes we can have sad days. Sometimes we can have difficult days, hard days. And sometimes we can face pain and things we don't like. I don't like pain. Do you like pain?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't either. Have you ever smashed your finger or hurt yourself? Or I don't like any of those kind of things.
No.
through everything that we go through. And because of Jesus, we can even have some joy. Yeah, joy and laughter. Even sometimes when we're having a bad day. Now I know, if you're like me, sometimes when you're having a sad day, you don't feel like laughing, do you? Yeah. But you know what? Isn't it great though sometimes when somebody comes along, it could be mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or somebody that gives us a hug and tickles us and says it's going to be okay. You know, you'll make it through the day. Yeah. And all of that, we get to laugh.
Yeah.
That's the best, isn't it? Yes. Okay, all right. So just remember, Jesus is with us even on our sad days and our hurting days. And he loves us and he still walks with us. And because he cares a lot about us, okay? All right. You guys can go on downstairs and make your way down there. I think Miss Rhea is with you today. She's back after cruising on a Caribbean cruise thing there for a week or so, enjoying the sun and fun.
The grandkids to Florida. The grandkids to Florida. They didn't cruise.
Oh, I thought they went on a cruise. I'm pretty sure about that because I saw pictures on Facebook. So we're going to go to prayer, and maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning before we go to prayer today. Somebody this morning. Was there a loss of someone?
Yes, Gene passed away.
Okay. So we want to pray for the Idle family with the loss of that loved one. Someone else, yes.
Unspoken.
Okay, unspoken. Someone else this morning. Yeah, way in the back.
My nephew is over in Columbus and had his job or strike or whatever. He's doing really well, but he still has to have a tray to get a feeding to. And he's possibly getting out this week.
And what is his first name?
Jeff,
okay. So we want to remember Jeff as he continues healing and recovery there and everything. And hopefully they'll be able to get all that worked out with his trach and everything. And I thought I saw another. Yeah.
Unspoken.
Okay, unspoken. And I did see another hand, a couple of them.
Lester Martin.
Okay. I remember Lester this morning. Some health issues there.
Yeah, diabetes.
Okay. And I saw another one.
For me, I just haven't been feeling good.
Okay, we want to remember Jackie this morning. And I know there's been some stuff going around, and I had my two bouts of it, and I was like, I don't want to be sick anymore. And so we want to remember Jackie this morning.
The Robbins family in Chip City.
Okay.
Senior.
Was there a loss there with... Oh my gosh, no, I didn't hear about that. Yes, okay. So we want to remember the Robbins family and the loss of that loved one. Wow, not good there.
Yes.
Prayer for Dennis. Kirk is in the hospital, has some kind of an infection, and appreciate your prayers for him. This morning, Tom was sharing before the service about him. And I thought did I see another hand? I thought maybe I did, maybe not. Yeah.
You can pray for me today. There's going to be 155 Girl Scouts at Rolling Hills today.
Ah, I remember, I think we prayed for you last year about that. Yes, and we definitely want to do that, keep Nancy and the other leaders in your prayers today with the Girl Scout troop group there. And anybody else? We want to continue praying for Jody's dad, Bruce, continuing slow but surely getting his strength back in his arm. And because he can't use his other arm because of his broken shoulder and his legs, wanting to get him home. Also continued prayers for healing for him. It's kind of in God's hands now.
And for Mary Sue, she was in the hospital a few days this week, fell and broke something around her pelvic bone, yes. And she is at Piqua Manor now for recovery, but I know Smoke wants her to get home as quick as he can. But pray for her, kind of in the same boat a little bit there with what's going on with Jody's dad. I saw Elaine this week, doing well, still has some of those side effects from the Lyme disease, but her strength and everything in her leg from her knee replacement is doing wonderful. And so she would definitely appreciate your continued prayers. Also, I want to say thank you to everybody that prayed and invited family and loved ones. We had 111 in our Easter morning service at 10 a.m. last Sunday. The biggest number we've ever had since I've been here for Easter Sunday. And so, wow. And what a wonderful celebration it definitely was. And pictures and everything else. And we will be getting back with you and giving you more instructions here in the future about all the pictures and everything. And once we get things worked out more on all of that and about those directories and everything. So anybody else then? Anyone else this morning? All right, so lots of different names there and the various ones, and continuing to pray for those on our monthly list that are definitely in need of God's healing touch there. And so as she plays, I'll give you a few moments there to pray quietly in your seats, and then I'll come and close us out. As we pause this morning, we want to thank you for your presence with us, the risen one who walks with us and talks with us and goes with us through all of life. And Lord, we are grateful today that we can turn to you and look to you as the author and finisher of our faith, the one that loves us so. And we think about all of those that have been mentioned today, and Lord, we want to lift up every one of them. We lift up Elaine. We lift up Mary Sue. We lift up Bruce to you. We lift up Robin and Janet today and Mary today and Jeff today and Lester and Jackie today and Dennis today. God, we just ask for each one of these that has health needs and physical needs, God, that you would just minister to them with your healing touch and grace today, that your presence would, healing presence would just overshadow them right now. And Lord, you'll just raise them up and bring healing and faith and encouragement to their hearts today as we lift each of them up to you. Lord, we pray for the Idle family and the Robbins family today with the loss of these loved ones. God, that you would extend your grace to each of them as only you can do. Lord, that you would minister with your presence and your peace and your comfort today. with the loss of these loved ones, Lord. And we're grateful and thankful for each of them today. And Lord, we pray for these unspoken needs that were mentioned, the two of them today. Lord, you know exactly what those are. We ask that you administer by your presence and your grace, and your hand would be extended. We pray for Nancy and the other Girl Scout leaders as they are going to be overseeing these 155 Girl Scouts today. I'm assuming that it's at a camp. And Lord, we just ask that you would just be with them and help them to have a wonderful afternoon as they learn and grow and expand their skills. And we just ask that you will protect them and watch over them and give them a wonderful day today. And Lord, we're so grateful today. Lord, we lift up every one of these different ones, Lord, on our monthly list, Lord, that we've been praying for so often. Those in our military, those that from our own community of faith that need strength and healing and touch. Lord, those that has been placed on our list by the various ones, Lord, those that are battling illness and cancer. And Lord, we just pray for your healing and strength and touch for each of them. Give them faith in the midst of these difficult times. And Lord, I even ask that you'll give them peace and joy in the midst of these trials, Lord. And we pray that your presence would be real for them as we ask for their recovery and healing today. And we're so thankful for that, Lord. We continue to pray for the rest of our service this morning, Lord, as we break the bread of your word. May you speak to our hearts, encourage us, build our faith, Lord, and let us know that there are reasons that each day we can rejoice because of what you have done, Lord Jesus, in our lives and what you continue to do. And no matter what we're facing, that you go with us. And we are grateful today. Lord, we continue to lift up our nation. We lift up our national leaders, our local leaders, our state leaders throughout our nation. Lord, we continue to pray for the situation in Russia and Ukraine and the war going on there. God, we pray that somehow, some way, that there would be peace that can happen and that there would be a breakthrough and a ceasefire. And Lord, we just ask that you would make a way, Lord, where there just seems to be no way, and extending your hand of grace in the midst of that terrible tragedy that's going on. And Lord, we pray for families that have lost loved ones. We pray for families that have lost homes. And Lord, we just pray for your grace and strength, and use your people, use your communities of faith and churches, Lord, to reach out and share the love of Jesus in the midst of what's going on. And Lord, we're so grateful and thankful for all of your blessings. We're thankful for the beautiful weather we've had this past week, and we'll continue. We pray you'll watch over the farmers as they're in the fields planting, and God, that you'll keep them safe and continue to watch over them. As we ask all of these things this morning, in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us in prayer this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And we want to thank you for your faithfulness. And we're thankful for God's faithfulness in our lives. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Thank you. join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Holy One, we thank you for these gifts. As we offer them into your hands, may they bring hope and new life to those in need. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from 1 Peter this morning. 1 Peter chapter 1. We're going to be reading verses 3 through 9. It's our lectionary reading for today. And you can follow along on the PowerPoint then this morning. May the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ be blessed. On account of his vast mercy, he has given us new birth. You have been born anew into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You have a pure and enduring inheritance that cannot perish, an inheritance that is presently kept safe in heaven for you. Through his faithfulness, you are guarded by God's power so that you can receive the salvation he is ready to reveal in the last time. You now rejoice in this hope, even if it's necessary for you to be distressed for a short time by various trials. This is necessary so that your faith may be found genuine. Your faith is more valuable than gold, which it will be destroyed even though it is itself tested by fire. Your genuine faith will result in praise, glory, and honor for you when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you've never seen him, you love him. Even though you don't see him now, you trust him and so rejoice with a glorious joy that is too much for words. You are receiving the goal of your faith, your salvation. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, a pastor was talking to 8-year-olds in one of the Sunday school classes about things money can't buy. The pastor went on and he told them, money can't buy laughter. That comes from deep inside you. And it can't buy love. Driving his point home, he said, what would you do if I offer you $1,000 to not love your mother and father? A few moments of silence ensued while the boys and girls kind of mulled it over in their head. And then a small voice all of a sudden spoke up, how much will you give me if I don't have to love my big sister? I want to talk to you this morning about hope lives. Hope lives. All people, in all places, at all times, have one thing in common. We all know what it means to face trials and pain in life. Cultures ebb and flow, nations rise and fall, people come and go. But trials and distress transcend all cultural barriers, invades every nation, and translates its message of pain to each person who has ever lived. I'm sure you have faced different trials and difficulties in life. You've been through hardships and distresses, and sometimes you wonder how you're going to make it through. And the question I want us to consider this morning, which was up on the PowerPoint there earlier, is how does rejoicing coexist with trials? And my question is the Apostle Peter off his rocker when he speaks of glorious joy and the distress of various trials in the same breath, so to speak. Well, no, I don't think he's off of his rocker. Because I want you to see that the apostle gently turns our attention to what we have in Jesus Christ. And because he was raised from the dead. And last week, we celebrated that. We talked about angels and earthquakes and fears in life and oh my, and how those things can seem to be so overwhelming at times. And yet we saw that Jesus is greater than each of those. And this morning now, we're going to see that because of what Christ has done, that we are able to experience joy, even when going through times of hardship. And the Apostle Peter offers three reasons why we can rejoice amid our various trials. And we're going to look at those three this morning. And I hope that they will be a blessing and encouragement to you in our times of trials and needs. First of all, the first one is we are a part of a living hope. A living hope. Here's what I want you to see. No matter what trials we face in life, we live with great expectation. That's what hope is all about. Our hope is more than just wishful thinking. You know, I've heard people through the years, I've probably said it myself, I'm almost positive you probably have. Well, I hope so. Kind of that, with a little bit of that, what was the name of that TV show with the, they used to sing that, gloom, despair, and agony on me. Hee-haw. Hee-haw, yes. There's a little bit of that when I've heard them, I mean, I can almost hear this one lady at the first church I pastor. Well, I hope it'll work out. No, I mean, you got to have some faith there in the midst of it. A little bit of that gloom, despair coming through on those words. Because our hope is more than just wishful thinking. Because it's grounded in the reality of Christ. That he is risen, that he is alive and well, and that his promises are true, and that he is working in our lives. That doesn't mean we'll never face difficulties. That doesn't mean that our hardships and trials will just magically disappear. But it does mean that our hope, as Peter says, it's living, it's life-giving, it's vibrant, it's vigorous, and it gives us the ability to experience some joy and be able to rejoice even in our various circumstances of life, sometimes that are not easy at all. This abiding hope is the stuff of life. It's down there where we are. I mean, if you think about it for a moment, hope is what keeps farmers on their tractors. Hope is what keeps students in their textbooks. Hope is what keeps patients waiting for some good news. And even when the good news doesn't happen, they still hope. Why? Because that's the stuff of life. And I don't know what you're facing right now, but hope that we have because of Christ Jesus and because of what we celebrated last Sunday, Easter, that he's alive and well, that hope is alive in us and living in us. And that hope is a cause for rejoicing. Rejoicing. Second thing we have is we have the promise of an inheritance. The promise of an inheritance. Once again, no matter what trials we face in life, we are a part of God's family. Now you'll say, wait a minute, what's that have to do with anything? Well, think about it. If you've experienced any type of an inheritance before, what is inheritance about? Inheritance is about family. And the only way you get an inheritance is usually if your parents were able to save or whatever it may be and pass that on to you or your grandparents. That's an inheritance. That's something that has been passed down through the family line. And Peter says we have been birthed into a family that will never cease. God's family will not stop. It always will exist. And we have an share in the inheritance, in an inheritance that will never change. What am I trying to say? This is what I'm trying to say. Our future is rock solid. Our future is rock solid. Peter's trying to get us to see that we have been gifted with a faith that is more valuable than gold, and a future that will never perish, fade, or tarnish. I mean, have you ever had, I can remember growing up as a teenager, being in 4-H and FFA, showing my steers at the fair and winning banners and winning plates that were looked like they were silver things. And I can remember after a few years, those silver plates that I received started to tarnish. And my brother would say, "Jason, are you going to polish those?" "Well, I'm a teenager. What do you think?" I said. No. Well, he did. And but anyways, I mean, things fade in life. I mean, all you had to do is live the last 20 years. The stock market's up, the stock market's down. My retirement's up, my retirement's down. This and that. I mean, there's just, none of that is dependable. But Peter is trying to get them to see in the midst of their circumstances. Some were being persecuted for their faith and the hardships they were going through, that their faith is more valuable than gold, and their future will never perish, fade, or tarnish. Why? Because we have a future that is under God's protection. And it's a cause for rejoicing. A cause for rejoicing. We have a promise of an inheritance. Third thing is we are in God's hand. We are in God's hand. Again, no matter what we face, no matter what we face in life, we will never be lost in the process. Sometimes, and you know what I'm talking about, some of you that's been through grief and loss and battles with health, sometimes when we're facing pain and the trials of life, it's so easy to start feeling lost and alone and wondering if you're going to make it through. However, no matter the calamity, no matter the hardship, no matter the cause of death, no matter the depth of pain, no matter the horror of the catastrophe, God's hand of comfort and strength is with us and will remain with us till the end. Hold on to that this morning. Hold on to it no matter what you're facing or what you're going through. Remember, we have been safeguarded for salvation. Peter's very clear about that. I love the way he talks about this, and you can see how he mixes faith and joy and rejoicing in the midst of hardships that are going on. Even though we've never seen our Savior, we still love Him and trust Him with our very lives, because our very lives are in His hand. And let me tell you, that's good news this morning. And that is not only good news, but it is good news that frees us from our fears and anxieties in the present, because we know we are in God's protective hand. And it's a cause for rejoicing. Are you in the midst of a trial right now? Wondering when or if ever it will end? Have you begun to think that maybe you're being punished for some reason? or that God has abandoned you, stop right there. Let me stop those thoughts right now. Truth be told, sometimes the trials of life can intensify in our lives like hurricanes. But that does not mean God has abandoned us, or that God is punishing us, or that God has stopped loving us. Because we have a living hope, and we have the promise of an inheritance, and God's protective hand is upon us. So let me challenge you. Train yourself. Train myself. Because it's hard, isn't it? Sometimes we go through it and we're like, oh, if I would have just remembered this. Oh, if I would have just thought about this again. Because sometimes, remember I said, we can feel like we're lost in the middle of it sometimes. It's hard. And we're wondering which way we're going to go and if we can even get out of bed in the morning at times. And somehow, some way, we have to train ourselves to remember these truths. That we have a living hope, the promise of an inheritance, and God's protective hand. Because those things, and remembering those things, and voicing those things, will help soften life's sharp trials that we may face in life at times. Always hope. A living hope. A hope that's alive. It's there for us. Hold on to it. Amen and amen. Well, let's just take a few moments this morning and go ahead and take some time and greet one another. Shake a few hands. We got plenty of time, so you can move around a little bit if you'd like to and talk a little bit. And then we'll close out with our final chorus there. Some of you, but this is an oldie. Some of you may remember it, some of you may not, but we're going to sing it through a couple times, asking God's breath to just breathe over us this morning. If you need it this morning, sing it out. Let it breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let the breath let's join together for our benediction. Go and live as the risen children of God. May the unconditional love of God, the deep peace of Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen.